Okay, we're continuing on Daf Ayin Gimel. We thank the Yangazol of Woodmere for sponsoring that's our first corporate sponsor. Actually, it's our second corporate sponsor. But they sponsored this week's learning. We appreciate that. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah tells us certain instances that were Yeh Matzil the Nashan. We kind of spoke about this Mishnah already, right? And then it tells us exceptions, or whatever. It tells us in cases we're not. And the Gemara is going to learn out how those are exceptions, and we move them for this. So the Mishnah says, so that's Ritzicha. V'achar ha-Zachar. V'achar na'aram rasa. So if he's going for Mishkav Zachar, or if he's going for na'aram rasa, to be ma'anis her. Avalor de'vachar behema, machal Shabbos, evos chadim, we're going to see machlokes about that. Ein matzilam osam benashan. So Rashi here comments on Aval HaRodev Achar Behema, the second Rashi on the Mishnah. So Rashi here, this is seemingly an innocent Rashi, but just wanted to point out two possible mashmoyos. I think you could think Zach if you want, and maybe if you saw something you'll tell me, but two possible mashmoyos that are interesting in Rashi over here. Rashi says, Aval HaRodev Achar Behema L'Rava, so he's chasing the Behema in order to be Raveya, V'harot Zelavar Ovazara, or L'Chal Shabbos. I don't know what, I just noticed this now. I don't know what the rotza, meaning in all the cases of radifa, there's mamash and maisa radifa, right? There's a running after. So you see he's in the act of going towards doing ritzicha, going towards doing revi on the behema, which we're not going to kill for. By avodah zara, Rashi says, ha rotza la avodah zara. Meaning, not that he's, let's say he wasn't being ratz achar at the moment. Let's say he just told you that's his intent. That's also, he's worthy of achar avodah zara. Again, in the havamina.
Isn't the subject the person doing it, not the person walking after? Meaning it's just because there's no, but you see
a road defach behema. You also don't need to go anywhere. Let's say the behema is right in front of him.
But you don't have to walk somewhere to do a road defach. You just want to do it right where you're standing.
Okay.
If someone sees somebody who wants to.
As opposed to, let's say, road defach behema.
Right,
as opposed
to actually saying
Baha Holy Klavodavazari,
because you don't have to go anywhere to
serve Avodah Zarah. Right, I understand. And Rodev by a Behema, even if it's with Nalamas, so you have to make a movement. You have to do an action. So it's still Rodev. Okay, fine. The Kol Shkein Shar Krisos Narayos. So Rashi says, in the case of Behema, in the case of Avodah Zarah, in the case of L'chal Shabbos, that's what the mission said, there's no din of Metzinos Amanashan. The Kol Shkein Rashi says, by Krisos and Misos that are not Arayos, Delo nitan lahatzilo binafsho, ela midavashu erva. So there are other instances where this is important, most notably, which we're going to talk about b'siyat d'shmaya soon, is yaharag v'yavor, but there's a distinction between different types of isure bia. Sometimes something is just an isur bia, it's an isur lav, and sometimes it's, or even as you see, it could be chayvei misos, and sometimes something is qualified as an isur erva, an isur arayos. One of the famous, you know, Machlokes in the Rishonim debates is about, and we should touch on it next year, Siyat Deshmaya in the first Mishnah, is the case of a Nida. Is a Nida considered one of the Arayos or not? It's dependent on Lamdas, but it may or may not be Arayos. The Nafkaminas are tremendous, one of them being Yerhag V'Yavor. So something can be an Isser Bia without being Arayos. Something can be Arayos, it's obviously an Isser Bia. Here, Rashi's telling us that Latzil B'Nafsho sounds like it only applies to a Dvar Erva, to Mamash Arayos, right? V'yeshba, klon upgam, La Nirdaf. Okay. Says Rashi, Kigon Zachar, V'Naira Hamarasa. So Rashi says, the examples that we have in our Mishnah of this are Zachar and Naira Marasa. Umihu Rotseach Behedyak Sivbe. Okay, Rotseach you don't need. V'hai Denaka Behema. So why tell me that Behema is not Matzilam Samanasha? Why did the commission tell us that? Namishim de Dami La Rayos. Because it's Dami to Arayos, similar to Arayos. V'naka Namil Zar, Mishim de Sakadai Lachamina, Taze Bekal Vachomer, Ketul Kaman, V'shavs Nami Taze Bekzer Shavah. Fine. So what I wanted to point out is two hanachos, one of them more obvious than the other, that Rashi's making over here. First of all, Rashi seems to be taking a davar pashad that Mishkav Zachar is considered a rayos. Not just in terms of chamiras, we always think of it that way, but unless you understand the lumdus of what's considered a rayos and what's not considered a rayos, which we're not going to really get into now, but that is worth discussing at some point, you have to know whether Mishkav Zachar really does fit into that or doesn't fit into that. Rashi just takes it as davar pashat. You look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Reish Tzadi Gimel, he also just throws in Zachar as a as one of the arrivals. And if you look in Hilchos Shkagos, I think in the fifth parak, I believe, the Rambam also there, just Nemz Dav Pashat, again, that Zachar is considered one of the arrivals, is considered an Erva. And again, it's heavy nafkaminas. We're talking about whether it's Yehag V'Yav or Mishkav Zachar. So it sounds from Rashi's assumption, from the Rambam's assumption, that Mishkav Zachar is, Yehag V'Yav. Taisin Yavamos HaNendal Amin Beis, Dira Maskel B'Zachar Mahu. So you see something that may or may not be interesting chiddush. The possibility arises in Tosas over there that maybe they're arguing about this very point. The Gemara there in Yavamos is trying to learn that by all arayos, this is the famous Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. So the Gemara there is trying to learn that by all arayos, a person is chayav mishas ha'ra. It's actually Shayach Talmud Beis, right? Because we're going to have the Knas by Onas, etc. So that all arayos are chayav mishas ha'ra. So Rabbi Yonah makes a Hekesh. Why? Because the pasuk says ki kol asher yasa mikol toyevus eila. So it's kol asher yasa from kol toyevus eila to be makish all of the arayos to each other. That ha'ra shas ha'ra ves mikol ra ha'ra is shaykh to all of the arayos. Yeah, good so far. That's what the Gemara in Yavamos Nundalit says. The Gemara then says, okay, but we need a makar for Mishkav Zachar and we need a makar for Mishkav Behema. That's what the Gemara says over there. We need a makar for that. So Tez there ask a kasha. Bezachar mahu, again, you've almost yet nun dalam base if you have it on your computer or something, because I didn't have Sfarim. Hadl yalif zachar behem mehekesh derbein Yonah, Rabbi Yonah, not Rabbeinu Yonah. So to say, why not just learn from Hekesh Rabbeinu Yonah? Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah is that all of the arayos are mishas hara, are the es mekora ha'ara. So then Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema Vaiter, they're also part of the arayos, no? So to give three answers to this. It's first, Mishum. The es mikora ha'era ksiv. The pasuk says he is ma'are her makar. Vehanhu these, meaning mishka zachar mishbehema, lo shaykh bu makar. They don't have a makar. They don't hara is not shaykh by them because the pasuk can't be relating to them because they don't have the same way that a woman has a makar. So you can't apply the drasha of es mikora ha'era to a behema and to a zachar. Therefore, the Gemara had to bring a different limud for Mishka Behema and Mishka Zachar. Then the Gemara, the Taisus give a second answer, which we're going to just say, but not dwell on, but it's this week's parsha, but, oh, das zakinu b'kra de molech, that the Torah seems to break it up. That again, maybe I'm getting I might be flipping it the wrong way, but I think it's arayos, molech, and then zachar in Parshas Achrimos, not Kedoshim Achrimos. In Parshas Achrimos, I think it's arayos, anyone remember? Molech, and then zachar. Either way, molech's in between, I just don't remember which way it goes. So it's broken up, so you can't know to learn. The Torah is telling you Zachar doesn't necessarily get learned from the Parsha of Arayos, fine. And then Inami, so the first answer again was Mikora Ha'ara doesn't apply to Mishka Behem, Mishka Zachar. Inami, a second, third answer, Mishum de Zachar Behem Alochashav Bia, de Ein Derech Bia Bekach. Something fundamentally different, that Zachar and Behema are not considered real Bia, de Ein Derech Bia Bekach. They're just like a different sug of Bia, of Yisuri Bia. So it's hard to know for sure, but what's possible, and the first time I ever heard this, just to b'shem Omro, so there was, I don't think it was before your time, I think he was gone already, but there was a Tom Chacham we used to learn in the base medrash in YU, his name was Rabbi Chil Weiner. Anyone here got to know? Well, maybe an MTA, you know who he was? Whatever. So I think he traded stocks in the afternoon, but in the morning and at night, he was always in the base medrash. Do you remember him? He was always in the base medrash, like a goatee, playing football with his kids in Reuben Lawn all the time. Whatever. So he was Tom Chacham. He was always learning. So he one time was, I don't know why, I think they didn't have a guest for Shabbos, so they asked him to speak by the Tisha Reuben Shul. And that's when you don't have a guest and you ask them from the base medrash to speak at Reuben Shul, they talk about this. So he said this toast is over. And he gave a whole mahalach, very interesting mahalach. It's printed in Beis Yitzchak. He wrote it up. But he pointed out, he suggested that maybe these two Deus and Tosfos are arguing about Guf at this point. Meaning the first day in Tosfos is saying, you can't possibly learn from Arayos to Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, because the Makar, no pun intended, for the Hekish is Es Mekora Ha'ara. And Ein Makar Shayach Etel Behema V'Zachar. It's not Shayach by the Behema V'Zachar. There's no Makar. But the third day in Tosfos is that Zachar and Behema are not considered Bia, the Ein Derech Bia B'Kach, said Tosfos. It's possible that the Deus and Tosfos are arguing about this very point. Meaning, the first day in Tosfos is saying, Mishkav Zachar is Arayos. It is Arayos. Elamai, there's no Makar. Meaning Makar, meaning Lashon HaPasuk. There's no Makor. So you can't say es mekora ha'era. So we need, on a technicality, we need to find another source to say that it's also considered mishas ha'era. But you couldn't learn it from a technicality. But the second day in Tosas, again, it's just so vague what Tosas are saying, but ein derech, it's not chashiv bia. Again, just the lashon, let me give you one more time. Lo chashiv bia, ve'ein derech bia bekach. Tosas are saying something more fundamental. Like I said, it's hard to say exactly what they're saying, but efshar, what they're trying to suggest, is ein derech bia bekach, meaning it's not arayos. It's not mamash arayos. The first answer was saying, it's arayos, but you can't apply the source by arayos to it because of a technicality. Second day also, right? Molech happens to separate, so you can't apply it. But be'etzem, it's the same as all the other arayos. The second day, the third day in Tosas, the last day in Tosas, is no, it's not arayos. Ein derech bia bekach is something qualitatively, fundamentally different. And again, remember, the nafkamina is yahar v'yavar. It's a chash nafkamina. Let's say we're talking about Mishka B'Zacha right now, whether yahar v'yavar or not. What's the pshat in that daya? If it's possible that, again, Mishka B'Zacha is not yahar v'yavar, is not arayos and therefore not yahar v'yavar, so that he, Rabbi Weiner, had a shtickl Torah about. You could look him in the Beis Yitzchak, but maybe we'll come back to it another time. A little complicated. It's actually not so complicated. It's just a little long-winded, but it's actually very interesting and straightforward. Yes, I remember. I had heard this from Rabbi Chil at the Tish, and then I said it over to Rav Twersky at one point. So he said to me, I think he smiled, and he said that Ma'aseh Shehaya Kach Haya. He once, this is the whole story. I don't know why this makes sense. He said 25 years ago, so whatever, 30. 3 years ago, whatever it was from now, over 30 years ago, he said, meaning Rav Twersky said, Shir Klali in the base medrash. He pointed, like we were in Zeisman, he pointed at the middle of the room. So he said, a Shir Klali in the base medrash. I don't know why, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik was there. And Rav Twersky suggested this point, meaning Rav Twersky suggested that maybe these two Deos and Tosas are arguing about whether Mishkav Zachar is Arayos or not, Mamish. And after the shir, Baron Soloveitchik came over to Shkayach. It was a good shir, but absolutely not true. It can't be that there's two deos about Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar is lekule amal pligi, that it's arayos, like all other arayos. He didn't offer another pshat natosis, meaning what are they arguing about? So I don't have one from Rav Twersky, and Baron didn't offer him one either, but he didn't accept the pshat. He said everyone has to assume that Mishkav Zachar is gilei arayos. Again, with a big nafkamina. Yeah, Linyan Behema, so again, I gave away a little bit. It's not such a good presentation of a shir in the sense that now you're not like on the edge of your seats wondering what Tosas are going to do about Behema. You noticed Behema and Zachar were going together in this entire Tosas, in the Shak of Tari and Nevamos, and the Tosas of Nevamos, Behema and Mishkav Zachar were going together. But there was a shtickl amashmos in our Rashi, no? Meaning Rashi, Nem the Dabar Pasha Kigon Zachar, is one of the Arayos. What did Rashi say by Behema? He said, Vahai the Naka Behema, Mishum the Dami la Arayos. So, what it seems to me, again, I'm willing to take anyone who disagrees, but it seems to me Rashi is bavorning this also and saying, no, Behema is Damya la Arayos, but it's not Arayos Mamish. It's not Arayos Mamish. And how does that stem with the fact that the two go in pairs, they go together in the Gemara that I just mentioned, the Tosas I just mentioned? Okay, so I don't know, I have to figure that out because he's saying Zachar is and Behema isn't, but it sounds like from Rashi that Behema is Damya la Arayos, but not Arayos Mamish. Not Arayos Mamish. Yeah, again, not revealing anything big here because we just saw it. But l'chayra, the Tosin Nevamos, the two days about Mishkav Zachar. It's also two days about if it's really two days, it's two days about Behema. Also, I believe Rav Shechter understands the Tosin Nevamos that way. I didn't hear him say about Mishkav Zachar, but it's in writing that he thinks that's the pshat in terms of Mishkav Behema that it's totally in two days in Tosin Nevamos, whether it's considered Gilei Arayos Mamish or not.
And here, meaning just because we would be saying that Behema is not Arayos and Zachar is included in the halacha of Rodef. It's not.
It's not because of that. No, it's not because of
right,
that, though.
So it's fine being Machalik that Behema and Zachar could go to.
No, Zachar. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. No, what I meant is this, though. From Rashi, it's clear that Zachar is Arayos, correct? Not because it's Rodef, but because he says Viesh. He says Elam Yidavrshu Erva, which means Arayos, could go in Zachar. So it's clear he holds Zachar as Arayos. I'm also being medaik that he holds Behema is only Dami Arayos, but not Arayos Mamish. Regardless of that's not you're right. That's not tethered to whether or not you have a din of Rodef, but he is distinguishing between them in terms of Arayos, right?
Okay,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll add over here, though, if you look in Tysus here on our page, on the bottom, Chai B'Krisos, Tiber Maskel Chai B'Krisos, so maybe Tysus here have 2 days about this also, by Behema at least, Chai B'Krisos V'Chai B'Misos Basin, again, the bottom of Ayin Gimel Menalef, Ba'arayos Mayri, the Dumya Dinaira. Okay. Vim Tomar, Tepa Glemi, the Iskish, Kol Arayos, B'Paragachimos, the Hekish of Rabbi Yona, Yibamus Nandalid, Yesh Lomar, Midamiet Behema, Shma Mina, the Lomakshina, and Hachi. It could be that the miyat shows that we don't have such a hekesh from behema to the rest of the rayos. Miyakasha, kasha, ha behema lo iskish mi debay lan kra le rabbas ha'ara be behema parak dalad misos. So as Tosus had begun, so meaning at the beginning of Tosus here, at the beginning of their answer, from the time of the question, they're assuming bipshitas that behema is arayos. Why not just learn it from the rest of arayos? And then Tosus are madcha that hanacha. They say no, it's not true because we need a pasuk to be mar behara by behema, and it could very well be that Tosas are coming on to the second day, meaning behema is not a rayos, because hare we need another limud. It could also be, like we said in Tosas Inivamos, that the fact that you need another limud is a technicality, but not a din in the fact that it's not a rayos. So you have to figure out how to learn the 3 days in Tosas. Are two of them technical and one of them is fundamental, or two are fundamental and one is technical? You have to figure out how to match and mix and match. But our Tosas is seemingly having a shock of Tari about this. I just don't know which side he comes out on. Yeah.
Behema also could have more karla.
Again, I don't know the... It can't, Tosas say, but I don't know what the difference is. I understand what you're asking. I don't know biologically what it's referring to. Okay. It could be something simple and halachic, or it could be I just don't know the Metzias. But I'm saying the Tosas did say that. Right, in Yavama. So yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to qualify that.
Oh, I didn't realize Tosas said that about Behema as well.
Well, they put them together. The deeper maskil is Zachar Mahu, so you're right about that. But he says, Had the Yalef Zachar Behema Mekesh Derbiona, it's because Esmekora Ha'arak Sivahanhu, the two of them, Loshayef. So there's an answer. I happen not to be with you. I don't know what it is. Yeah, if you look in the Chidush Aran in our Sugya, Ein Dalar Man Aleph, meaning the next blot, so he's misupuk about Mishkav Behema, whether it's considered, I'll say it like this. He's misupuk about Mishkav Behema, whether it's a Harg Vayavor. He starts by saying, Ulefi Tam Ze, meaning, I'll start from here. Gilur Az Namim, Bnei Sheyesh Bam Pagam, Shari Mitzinon So Benafsho, Vim Kem Bedin Hushi Harg Vayavor. Gilur Az, he's Chayev and Yahag Vayavor. Fine. Ulefi Tam Ze, Im Yomru Lo Baal Behema Ote Harig, they say, be Sheikh of Behema or we're going to kill you. So then, kevan she'ein sham pagam yavro v'ayiharik. It should be yavro v'ayiharik. Shari lamdu kol arayus minarim rasalatzil menafsh v'ein behema bechlal. So the Ran starts by saying that the behema is not bechlal gila arayus, nafka mina, that it's yavro v'ayiharik. Happens to be, the Ran continues, you'll see this inside, I'm just giving you my makom. Happens to be the Ran continues and says that you can't so simply say that Mishka Behema is not Yehar Ve'Avor. You have to assume it is Yehar Ve'Avor, but the Ran doesn't back up what he said. He doesn't walk back what he said before. He doesn't take away the fact that he thinks it's not Gidei Raios. He thinks for another reason maybe it's Yehar Ve'Avor, but it's not clear that he's chozer on the fact that it's not Gidei Raios. So the Ran has at least one day that Mishka Behema is not Gidei Raios. The second day is either that it is Gila Raos, but more likely that it's not Gila Raos, but still Yehar Ve'Avor. If you look in the Ritva in Psachim on Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, the Ritva has a Ra'a. This is Rabbi the Ra'a, who also assumes Mishka Behema is not Gila Raos. Yeah.
Could that be an Abzerai type of thing?
Could it be an Abzerai? But I don't know. He doesn't use the words Abzerai, no. So, you're saying in the Maskana, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't use those words.
Whatever it means, that's similar to what Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik was saying, that it's not relevant to it. What the
Shaila
is
Alts Erva? No, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik was saying that it has Mishkav Zachar, he wasn't talking about Mishkav Behema.
I know.
Has to be Arayos. No, he was saying it has to be Arayos. Why he said that, I don't know, but yeah. It does seem to be the simple assumption of most of Rishonim. Yeah. Okay, really, let's try to do this quickly. Yeah. Okay, so as you go down, everything I just said is a little bit tenuous, meaning the Tosas in Yevamos, I'm not 100% certain about each of the deos, which ones, meaning maybe the first one's also fundamental, as Makora HaRa shows that that it's fundamentally not Gila Reis, because you need a Makor to have Gila Reis. I mean, you understand? Meaning you can still work on these things. They're just Ma'amakomos. You want to look at Tosin Bums and Dalad. You want to look at the Ran and Nine Dalad. You want to look at Aratosis and see where it fits in. Okay. The Gemara here is going to continue. I assume most people got to this already. If not, it's not too hard to hold cup over here. So the Gemara says, Tanar Rabbanan, Minayin L'Rodeif Achachaveir L'Hagash, Nidin L'Atzil B'Nafsho. So what's the Makar that you have a din of L'Atzil B'Nafsho by Rodeif L'Harog? So the Gemara suggests, L'Saman Adam Re'echa. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? L'Saman Adam Re'echa is that you have to save a guy who's being Tanevei Benar, Chaya Gorarto, etc. So the Gemara says, yeah, Inachanami, that's what L'Saman Adam Re'echa really comes to teach, Tovei Benahar, Listim Mizuyin, etc. Elamai, the Gemara gives another limud for, suggests a Kav Chomer, then another limud from Naam Rasa to Rotzeach, to Rodev. So if you go down the Gemara comes back to this limud, Gufa, Minayin Leroa Es Chavero, Shu Tovei Benahar, Chai Gorato, Listin Boin Alav, Shu Chayiv Latzila. Mech Teis, they have to save someone who's drowning. Talmud loymar lo samar adam reecha. Okay, that's what our previous Gemara said, right? Talmud loymar lo samar adam reecha. That's the chiyuv. V'hami hachanafka, the Gemara says, no, you don't need lo samar adam reecha to teach you that you have to save a guy who's drowning. No, me hasam nafka. Avedas gufa minayin. I know that you have to say return someone's money to him. If someone loses the money, there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. I know that. Elamai mehechatesi that you have to be meshiv his guf to him, meaning if someone is losing his life or even maybe just losing his health, you have to return his body to him, to its state to him. Talmud lomar b'hashevo so lo. So what's the drasha b'hashevo so lo? So Rashi says, there's like a kray yisera. It didn't have to say b'hashevo so lo. The Tosis say the word b'hashevo so tips you off. If you look in the Adar Mah basically explains that it could have said b'hashevo sa lo. I think that's how he says it. It could have said, you shall return, I guess like it is assumed, to him, lo. Instead, the pasuk had this weird lashon of b'hashevo so, lo. You shall return him to him. So it's an extra, it's not the letter, but the point is the letter gives you a different mashmos, that it's, you have to be meshiv es atzmo lo, right? You have to give himself back to him, meaning you have to save him from drowning, make sure his body is returned to him and he has his life spared. Okay. So the Gemara says, you don't need lo samar adam reecha, you have v'hashevo so lo. That teaches you have to save someone who's drowning. So why did the Gemara, right, so assume that the drasha for saving someone from drowning, etc., is lo samar adam reecha? So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't have known everything. Ime hasam, if you only knew v'hashevo so lo, so then hava amina, you would have thought, hani mili b'nafshe, meaning you gotta save him. But to go, if it's easy, fine. But if it's to go out of your way to be mitrach, I think mitrach umeger means to be mitrach or megar agure, to toil to try to find the way to help him or to have to, hire someone to save him. You see the guy drowning on the other side of the ocean, on the other side of the river, and there's someone there that's able to save him. You can't get there. And he says, I'm only going to save him. Give me $50. How do you know I have to give him $50? Talmud lomar, aim alo, so kamash malan. Our pasuk of Lo Samar Adam Reecha, which just to finish the words, means you do have to pay or work hard, be matriach yourself to save the guy from drowning. Good? Everyone's seen the Gemara and or was clear enough that you're in the Gemara? Okay. So Rashi here has a comment on Kamash Malan. It's interesting. Rashi says, Kamash Malan what? Kamash Malan, this was assumed, Lo Samar Adam Reecha. L'samar adam reecha teaches you that you do have to spend the money to rent out workers to help you save him. By the way, you should see this. We're not going to talk about this now or maybe at all. But if you look at the Rush and elsewhere, you'll see there's machlok and the Yad Ramah, you'll see there's machlok as we've shown him about whether the guy who's saved has to then pay you back with rayos from the upcoming Gemara. So it's important in multiple ways. It's definitely more of a nezikin sugya than hatzalas nefashos, but it's there in the Rishonim. So either way, Rashi here, it's not clear if he takes a stand on that or not. He doesn't mention it. Kamash malan lo samar adam reecha. What does lo samar adam reecha teach you? Lo samar alatzmecha. Don't stand idly by. Mashma. Don't stand idly by. Ela chazor al kol tzadin shelo ye aved dam reecha. Work all the angles. Try every make. Don't spare any effort to try to make sure that you're able to save the guy. So Rashi's learning the drasha of Kamash Malan, Lo Samar Adam Reecha, to mean that the words, Lo Samar Adam Reecha, show you they have to be especially careful to find a way to save the guy. Meaning you have to go out of your way to save the guy. Lo samar al damriecha, it's very definitive. Don't stand by. Make sure you do whatever it takes to try to save this person. The words apparently are telling us that from the words of lo samar al damriecha. Don't stand by. I don't know. I guess it could have said vihitzalta es chavercha. But it said, no, lo samo, don't stand still. Do whatever you can to find him, to save him. Yeah. So, the it's mistaber, meaning the logic follows, and that's fine in Rashi. But Rashi could have said a simpler pshat, no? There's a much simpler pshat here. By the way, none of the Rishonim say it, so if you didn't notice, that's okay. But if you thought of this also, it makes sense. There's a much simpler pshat here, no? We know the din is, Gemara Ksubas Handaf Nun, and it's quoted in the Raman, Shulchan Aruch Nar Chaim, Tafresh Nun Vav, Dalad Minim. So the din is that if it comes to Mitzvah Esei, Hamevazvez Al Yevazvez Yosem Yechomesh, which means that I have an opportunity to keep a mitzvah, but it's going to cost me, so I do have to pay to keep a mitzvah. Or same thing by tzedakah, I do have to give tzedakah. It's supposed to cost money, some mitzvahs. LMI, you're never supposed to, you're not allowed to risk, give away more than 20% of your assets to tzedakah or to another mitzvah. Not more than a fifth. The Chafetz Chaim does have exceptions. Habas Chesed, one of them is Talmud Torah. That's boring Talmud Torah. Another one is an usher muflug, someone who's excessively rich. So if you have $1 million in the bank, so giving $200,000 is okay. Giving $300,000 is going to hurt you. Now you only have $700,000 left. But if you have $15 million in the bank, I'm not going to do the math now, but 20% of that is just a drop in the bucket, meaning as the numbers go up, the percentages are less meaningful in terms of impacting you, especially if you're making an income still. So at that point, you're an usher muflug, you can give more than a chomesh. And Rav Schechter gives more than a chomesh of tzedakah, and always says it's because he's an usher muflug. He holds he's an usher muflug, so he's able to give away more than 20% of his money. So maybe you guys heard this in the Jewish history lesson the other night. Did you guys hear the story or no? There was the lesson that I was giving to my friend, so he wanted to know where the Rav came from. So I was trying to explain he came from. He wanted to know where Rav Twersky came from, so I explained he came from the Rav. He wanted to know where the Rav came from, so I was explaining from the Beis Halevi, but then we had to go back in time. So after we landed from back in the future into the Rav Yashar Ber Soloveitchik, the original, he said, yeah, but how do you get from Chaim Volozhiner to the Beis Halevi? So I explained to him that nobody, they're not famous, but it is well known, the story, that the original, again, the one that I know, that I think his name is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, like two, three generations above the Beis Halevi, maybe three generations, he was a big gvir. He was a very big gvir. And he was a tremendous baal tzedakah. And at some point in his life, he lost all his money. People heard this already in that shmooze or no? He lost all his money. So they didn't know why he lost. He was such a tzaddik, and he was so good with his money. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu take away his money? So this is such a pella. But they convened a Beis Din with real gedolim that you're familiar with to try to figure out why Moshe Soloveitchik lost his money. And they decided after convening the Beis Din that they could only find one avera that he committed throughout his life that would have caused him to lose all his money, is that he was over on the Isser of Hamavazvez Alivazvez Yosem Echomish. He gave too much tzedakah, and Hashem punished him by taking away his money. But later, looking back, they said that the reason was really, it was like, you know, Nega turning into Oneg. That the pshat was that he was such a tzaddik, and he was so much zechuyos, that it was bound to be that his home was going to become Beis Harav. Elamai, you can't have such godless that's going to impact the entire history in the course of Talmud Torah forever come from a house of Ashiris. It doesn't shtim. Ain't the Torah el makom anias. The aniyim are the ones, the Gemara and Darm, Babmziya and the Darm, says you need to have poverty. Otherwise, Torah doesn't come out. Too much physicality is stira to Talmud Torah. So Kadosh Baruch had to orchestrate things to take away all of his money so that he would turn into a regular poor family. And then, two generations later, you could have a Beis Halevi, you could have a Chaim Soloveitchik, you could have etc. So that's what they say. So Mevazvez Alivazvez Yosem Yechomesh is a din that you don't have to and you can't be Mevazvez Yosem Yechomesh. You can't spend more than 20% of your money for mitzvahs, for tzedakah, etc. Okay, so that's the din. However, when it comes to Mrs. Losa say, Lavin, so there the Rama quotes in Yerdeya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. He quotes that in the case of someone who tries to, someone who is faced with a decision, either give up money or violate an isser, so he's mechuyev to give up kol hon beso, phrase from Shir Hashirim, im yitinishas kol hon beso bi'ahava, bozi abozu lo. So you have to be mevazvez, bozi abozu, be mevazvez, kol hon beso, in order to avoid doing an isser. Happens to be, if you look in the Achronim, the Be'er Agra, and elsewhere, they're mafakfik in this Ramah, whether he's right about this, but that is the Ramah's accepted psak, that a person has to give up all of their money in order to avoid doing an iser. It's interesting to note that the Pesachei Teshuvah there quotes, and I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this also, that it likely applies to Derabanans also. That a person has to give up all their money not only for their rice but Derabanan too. Yeah. So, with this din in mind, do you see where I'm going here? Originally, we had a mitzvah of Vahashevoso lo, that you have to save a guy from the river because Vahashevoso lo, you have a mitzvah to return his body to him. Then the Gemara said, but that wouldn't have taught us everything, so we needed Lo Samar al Dam Reach to teach us something else. Lo Samar al Dam Reach teaches us that we could also have to spend money to save the guy. So Rashi explained, because the mashmos of the words Lo Samar al Dam Reach is that the Vahashevos Lo has to be in such a way that you spend money. But we're saying, say a simpler pshat. If it's Vahashevos Lo, it's a mitzvah's essay. So maybe you have to spend money, but you only have to spend up to a chomesh. If you change it to Lo Samar al Dam Reach, if you add a lav over here, okay, so now it's an Israel lav, Bozia Vozulo, so Hamavazvez is going to have to be Mavazvez Kolom Beso in order to avoid the Isser of not saving the guy. Lo Samar al Dam Reach. So if it went from an essay to a lav, either ask the question however you want. You can ask on Rashi, which is obvious. You can also ask on the Gemara. Unless the Gemara means when it says Lemitrach Lemegar that you're going to have to give up all your money, so how come the Gemara didn't say it was an afkamino of Kolom Beso or Hamavazvez? So that's not such a kasha, because the Gemara doesn't really talk about that din. So it's a kasha on Rashi. Why Rashi didn't learn the Gemara pshuto like this? Is the question clear? Not clear?
How would it be different? How should the Gemara read?
Not according to Rashi?
No, according to...
Meaning Rashi says that the Gemara originally had Bahashivosa lo. We would not have known that you have to pay to save the guy's life. But it says, Lo Samar Dam Reacha, so therefore we know you have to pay. What's the pshat that we know you have to pay now? So Rashi says, we know you have to pay now because Lo Samar al Dam Reacha sounds like you got to try to find every way possible. It's like a drash on the words. So now we see, Bahashivosa lo means you got to try every way possible. Say simpler. Say now that the Torah says Lo Samar al Dam Reacha, it's a lav. And if it's a lav, so then a lav you have to give up kol and beso. So Be'emes, you'll see, this is, I stumbled on this. This was Shomer Psalm Hashem Mamish. As, in Rav Eliyakim Dvorkis has a lot of Sfarim. So I happened to be looking at something else entirely a couple nights ago, and I stumbled on this. In Seder, we didn't have this. But he's mitzayin some Amar Makomos about this. One other thing that Rabbi Per actually found in our Parsha in the Minchas Asher, so he also quoted a shita from Rav Eliyashiv like this. Rav Eliyashiv held that if a person's in a situation where they want to save, they need to save someone else's life, so they do not need to spend more than a fifth of their money in order to save the person's life. And the reason why, this is what Rabbi Eliyashiv says, the reason why is that Bahashivoso lo is a mitzvah's essay. Just so it's clear to you the process here, when we were discussing this ha'ara during Seder, we could not find anyone who spoke about this kasha. So then you start to think that you're wrong, and it's not worth thinking about. You're missing something basic. But we couldn't find any ma'amakomas, not Rishonim, not Nachronim on the page, that we're talking about this. But it does seem the poskim do talk about this. That's why I'm bringing this up. So Rabbi Yashiv says you only have to spend up to a chomesh in order to save someone. It's a mitzvah essay. What do you mean it's a lav? So says Rabbi Yashiv, no. The Gemara should have said this nafkamina if it felt that Lo Samar al Dam Reacha was changing the definition of the mitzvah. But the Gemara only gave the nafkamina of Lemitrach Lemegar, not that you have to be Mavazvez Kolom Beso, like we said before. And therefore, you see, whatever the pshat is, you see that the Gemara does not assume it's a nafkamina of Kolom Beso versus Chomesh. What is the pshat then in the Gemara? So lechora, what Rabbi Yashiv is saying, and you'll find hints to this in the poskim, is that the pshat in the Gemara is not that we're adding a lav to the essay. The pshat in the Gemara is that the lav is defining the essay, but be'etzem it's still a mitzvah's essay of Ahashevoso lo, which is modified and expanded upon and explained by the words of Lo Samar al Dam Reacha. But it's not to tell you there's a lav over here. It's just to tell you that it's betoras the essay, but with the touch up of Lo Samar al Dam Reacha. And the most prominent place you'll find this, which is really the starting point of Rav Asher Weiss's piece over there. But the truth is, you find this is very, very famous. Mincha Shlomo has a truth, but that's also is the famous Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chachmas Shlomo. in Chesh Mishpat, so he says that in the case where a person sees someone drowning, let's say you're Zakim Ben Lefichvodo, so you see someone drowning, but you're wearing all white because you're a, who wears those? You're a big makubel, so you're wearing all white chino outfit. So if you jump into the ocean, it's going to be embarrassing. And it's not Lefichvodcha. You're not going to be able to take the money for your Kabbalah after jumping in your white chino. It's all going to be see-through. So Zakim Ben Lefichvodo. So does the din of Zakim Ben Lefichvodo apply to Hatzalos Nefashos? You would have thought, obviously not. It's Hatzalos Nefashos. So Rav Shlomo Klinger says, it does. Because why? Because the source for the din of Hatzalos Nefashos of jumping into the river and saving the guy is Vashevos Alo. The din of Zakim Ben Lefichvodo applies to Hashav Zaveda. This is another, this is a vital expansion of Hashav Zaveda. It's not a new Isser or a new mitzvah. Okay. Yesh Lodin on that. Not most people don't agree with Shlomo Klinger. Yeah, so that's really Ashiv Shita. But the other poskim don't say this. You look, there's a Marcheshes in Chelek Aleph, and Chavetz Chaim and Havas Chesed. Sri De Esha is true about this. They all basically assume that no, our sugya is Gufa saying what I was just presenting before. Our sugya is saying that no, it used to be an essay, Vashevo Solo. But now the Torah says, Lo Sam Adam Reecha, so it's a lav, it's an Isser. And if it's an Isser, a person has to give up his entire, all of his assets in order to save himself, in order to save the other person from the situation they're in. If you look, we'll come back to Blue Nether, the Maharsham in the Chelek Hay has a tshuva about this, and he's Mesupuk about this as well. But he brings up this possibility that the din is that since it was Vahashivo so low, it was a mitzvah's essay, it was only Ad Chomesh. Then the Gemara came and said, no, it's actually Lo Samen Adam Reecha, which teaches you it's a lav, and therefore you have to give up Kolon Beso. So, those poskim say this pshat, our pshat, in the Gemara here. Doesn't help at all, right? Because it doesn't solve Rashi. Yeah.
So then, according to that list, we have a mitrach, a meger, a guri, a lo, meaning low, not more than one fifth.
Or, the other possibility, which this is going to get complicated, we can't spend too much time because I want to finish on time, is by Hashav Zaved, you're not required to give up any money. It's an exception. So it could be gufa, this Hashavos Alo was an extension of Hashav Zaveda. There you don't have to give up any money. Then it's like from extreme, nakatsa to katsa, from zero to everything. But that would be a pshat. Or in a chanami, it's like a lav dafka, and it's hard. Yeah. Okay, everyone following so far? Okay, so, but Rashi didn't say this. Rashi did not say that since it's a lav, you have to give up all your money. So what's the pshat in Rashi? Why didn't he say it? It's such a simple pshat. Marcheshes and the Marsham saying this, others, so what's the, why not say this? So, maybe, I'll suggest something, think about it. Maybe it's totally in how you learn the din of Hamevaz Vayivazes versus giving up Kol Hom Beso for a lav. Maybe if we understand that din a little bit better, we'll see that they might apply or not apply in different cases. The source, what's the source for being Mevazes Kol Hom Beso to avoid an Isser lav? So the source is the Ravid. The Ravid is quoted by the Rishonim all over, particularly the Ran. You should look it up. The Ran and Masechah Sukkah on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph in the Rif, meaning in the Dape Rif. So the Ravid there is quoted as saying that whereas a mitzvah's essay is Hamavazes, Laivazes, Yosem Yechomesh, Adin in the Gemara, and Ksubas Daf Nun, he says mitzvah's Losa say, we don't apply that. We say you have to give up Kol Hon Beso. So what's the pshat? Why is there a chilik? Why is that by a mitzvah's essay you only have to give up a fifth? I'm not asking why a fifth. I'm asking why less for a mitzvah's essay and more for Mitzvah Lo Seisei, what's the pshat? So when I first learned the Ravid, I thought that the pshat was because Mitzvah Lo Seisei are more chamer. Yeah, we can start talking about the Ramban al Torah, and we can talk about the different Marmakomas, but maybe the Ravid is assuming that Mitzvah Lo Seisei are more chamer. There's a more of a severity to the merida, like the Ramban says al Torah, the merida, the rebellion of slapping Kodesh Baruch Hu in the face, so to speak, when you do the Avera. It's a much more chamer lav. It's a much more chamer, idea. Much more chamer mitzvah. So a lav is more chamer, and isser is more chamer. It's more severe than a mitzvah's essay. And the truth is, the Rivash writes this in his Tshuvas. He writes in Siman Shin Pei Zayin that the pshat in the Ravid is that the lav is more chamer. However, at the time I was learning with Rabbi Evan Janikowski, and he had a different pshat, and the truth is you'll find the Rishonim do say this. He had a different pshat. He said the pshat's not that there's a chiluk between essay and los essay, chamer and less chamer. The pshat's like this. When I violate a los essay, I'm actively rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a kum ve'essay. I'm going out of my way to do against Hashem, to do an avera. When I don't do a mitzvah's essay, it's b'shev yal taisa. So basically, you have a conflict between saving your money and performing a mitzvah. So if it's saving my money versus performing a mitzvah actively, so I'll do Sheva Al Taisa, I'll sit back, which means what? I won't lose my money, and I won't perform the mitzvah, the positive commandment about whatever, buying a lulav, buying an esrog, because I can't spend more than a fifth. I won't give tzedakah, I'll be Sheva Al Taisa, I won't do anything. But when there's a conflict between my money and violating Isser Lav, the Shevi Al Taisa, the passive answer, dictates that I should sit back and not violate the Lav. I shouldn't go out of my way to violate the Lav to save my money. I have to do the passive thing. Whenever we don't know the possibility, this is an important Yesod from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, the Psak in a case of conflict is Shevi Al Taisa in many cases. So here, the Shevi Al Taisa by a mitzvah essay dictates, sit back and don't do the mitzvah, save your money. The Shevi Al Taisa by a Los essay dictates, sit back and don't do the Avera, you'll lose your money. But it's always Shevi Al Taisa. It's always consistent in that way. That pshat is Mefurish in the Ran. You'll look it up in the Sukkah on Tes Zayin Aleph in the Rif, but I'll read you some words. The Ran says, when he quotes the Ravid, and he says, "Bin mitzvahs essay, listen closely, mishum de Shevi Al Taisa shiny." He says it. He says black and white, what the Rebbe Chanakowski suggested. Aval bin mitzvahs los essay es kolon beso, yitain kodem shol yavor aleha actively. Okay, so that's the lumdus, that's the chakira, as to what the pshat is in the fact that hamavazi laivazi zilosu mechomish by essay, but you have to give up all your money by a los essay. Either it's because los essays are inherently more chomer, or it's because a positive commandment, the shevi al taisa, means don't do the commandment, whereas by a negative commandment of don't do, sitting back means you're not doing, and you're losing your money by default. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is you're going to have situations where you have a lav shein bo maisa. You're going to have situations where you have a lav, which is b'shevi al taisa, ba'ye ra'e ba'ye matze. That's a lav. But the lav is not violated by doing something. The lav is violated by sitting back and relaxing. So when you have a stira between, a conflict between losing your money and violating a lav, so you're supposed to sit back. What if that lav is b'shevi al taisa? Do you also have to sit back? Doesn't make sense, right? And let yourself lose the money? Or do you say that it's different when it comes to a lav shein bo maisa, that in such a case, you would be allowed to save your money? And it seems to be that it's an afkamina between our two reasons from before. If you hold that a lav is inherently more chamer, so then I don't care if it's a lav shein bo maisa, I don't care if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. By the way, you could ding zach on that also. It could be a lav shein bo maisa is more kal than a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But it's possible that a lav shein bo maisa would be the same exact din. The Rivash says this, Mefurish himself, in that Shuvah in Shin Pei Zayin. He says that even if it's a lav shein bo maisa, it's a lav. A lav is a lav is a lav. It's chamer, and therefore you have to give up all your money to avoid violating the lav. An essay, you can save your money up to a fifth, again, that you have to spend. However, according to the Ran, that the difference is really Shevi Al Taisa versus Kum Essay, so there, the Ran should come out. It should come out. We'll be done at one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. The Ran says that the difference is Kum Essay versus Shevi Al Taisa being passive, so when it comes to a lav She'en Bo Maisa, there is no active violation, and therefore you should say that there's a distinction in such a case, and you don't have the rule of Mevazbe's Kolhon Beso in that case. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes this in his Chidushim Yardei Kufnan Zayin in the name of the Chabbis Yair. The Prima Gadim says it as well, and you'll look in the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Ruchilus, a discussion by Hilchos Lashon Hara too, where he quotes all of this. Okay, I had a few more things to say, but I want to make sure I'm a Kayim. Well, maybe we'll talk about it afterwards, but just to come back to our point, so maybe our Gemara Kipshuto could read the way we said until now. And you could say that it goes from essay to lav, from Vashivoso lo to lo samna lamriacha. So Rashi sort of said, Pashup shat. Vashivoso lo, maybe you only have to give up a fifth or nothing. But then lo samna lamriacha became a lav, so now you have to be mevazes kolon beso. Why didn't Rashi say that's the pshat? Why didn't the Gemara say that pshat, like the Rebbe Asha pointed out? So what's the answer? The answer is maybe Rashi is assuming, like the Ran, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, like the Prima Gadim, like the Chavetz Chaim, that no, the idea of a lav, giving up all your money, kolon beso for a lav, that's only true, b'chiyai gadim, that you're actively going to have to violate the lav. The Shevi Al Taisa dictates that you sit back and don't violate the lav. But b'chiyai gadim, that the lav is b'shevi Al Taisa, lo samur adam reecha. It's a lav, but it's a lav meaning don't sit back, go ahead and do. You violate the lav by sitting back. It's a shevi al taisa lav. The positive thing you're supposed to do is save the person. The lav is to not save the person. So b'chiyai gavna, maybe Rashi will tell you that the rule doesn't apply. There's no din of mevazdes kolon beso in the case of a lav she'en bo maisa lo samna dam recha, like we explained from the Ran, Rabbi Kiva Eger, etc. So Rashi couldn't say that pshat. Instead, Rashi said the pshat's like this. It's a mitzvah's essay of hashevoso lo samna dam recha has a mashmos. It has a mashmos The words, it's not a drasha from the pasuk that now it's a lav. The words are mashma that this mitzvah, you have to find every way possible, every angle, to save the person. And that's why Rashi had to go to find that pshat that we thought was less pashut. Really, it is pashut if you had that mahalach in the sugya of a mevazvez, versus being mevazvez kolom beso. Okay, we'll stop.